Third question. Then, Kausalya Asvalayana asked, Sir, whence is that prana spirit born? How does it come into this body? And how does it abide after it has divided itself? How does it go out? How does it support what is without? And how what is within? He replied, You ask questions more difficult, but you are very fond of Brahman, therefore I shall tell you. This prana, spirit, is born of the Supreme Self. Like the shadow cast by a man, so is the prana by the Brahman. By the work of the mind does it come into this body. As a king commands officials, allocating to them their different duties, so does that prana, spirit, dispose the other pranas, each for its separate work. The apana, the down-breathing, in the organs of excretion and generation, the prana himself dwells in eye and ear, passing through mouth and nose. In the middle is the samana, the on-breathing. It carries what has been sacrificed as food equally over the body, and the seven flames proceed from it. Footnote: The seven flames here refer to two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and the organ of speech. It is prana that enables the functions of seeing, hearing, smelling, and speaking. End of footnote. The self is in the heart. There are 101 arteries, and for each of them there are 100 smaller veins, and for each of these branches there are thousands more. In these, the vyana, the back breathing, moves. Through one of them, the udana, the out breathing, leads us upwards to the good world by good work, to the bad world by bad work, to the world of men by both. The sun rises as the external prana, for it assists the prana in the eye. The deity that exists in the earth is there in support of man's apana, down breathing. The space between sun and earth is the samana, on breathing. The air is vyana, back breathing. Light is the udana, out breathing, and therefore he whose light has gone out comes to a new birth with his senses absorbed in the mind. Whatever his thought at the time of death, with that he goes back to prana, and the prana, united with light, together with the individual self, the jivatma, leads on to the world as deserved. He who, thus knowing, knows prana, his offspring does not perish, and he becomes immortal. Thus says the sloka, He who has known the origin, the entry, the place, the fivefold distribution, and the internal state of the prana, obtains immortality. Yes, obtains immortality.